My next guest is named Jackson Landers. He is the author of a book called Eating Aliens, in which he spent a year and a half hunting and eating invasive species throughout North America. But he's become more famous in the last week for a piece he posted on Slate about eating the world's hottest pepper. It is a Butch T pepper, a scorpion pepper that is so hot and so spicy that after 2 minutes, well, this is what he sounded like.
Let's never do this again.
You can hear in the background there's a little bit of laughter. I think that might have been coming from his girlfriend at the time. Jack Landers, welcome to America Weekend.
Hello.
Hi, Jack. Tell me the answer to the simple three-letter question. Why?
You know, I guess there's a couple reasons. First, it was there. You know, if you take a scorpion pepper to a party and you got a bunch of people sitting around, have a few beers, this thing is sitting on the counter staring at you, it's only a matter of time before somebody picks one up. It's going to happen.
I think now, beer might be the operative word in that sentence.
We actually weren't really drunk. We had had a couple of drinks, and I had some friends over, and we were cooking and having a good time. And a friend who had grown these peppers and hadn't dared try them, you know, she'd brought them over, and they were looking at us. And sooner or later, it was like we had to do it. It was like there's the world's hottest pepper. You eat it now, and it's like you know you got the worst that the world of spice can possibly throw at you. You know, when you've done it, you know you've been through it, and to whatever bragging rights come with that, you know, you've got that out of the way. So I think probably a lot of people listening might think I would never do this, but in the right situation, the pepper's right there, maybe you would.
All right, now, I would contend, by the way, that the problem didn't start with the beer or with the peppers being in the bowl, but with Jenny deciding to grow them. Now, I have a question for you about peppers. I can't eat spicy food. I can't take it at all. I don't even like jalapenos, which are at the lower end of the Scoville scale.
Yeah.
I read in your Slate piece that jalapenos clock in at like 3,500 to 8,000 on the Scoville scale.
Yeah, I didn't think those were hot, yeah.
Where is the Butch T pepper?
The Butch T, depending on the individual pepper, is going to be anywhere between 1.5 and 2.1 million. Million.
Million.
It's one of these things where, you know, somebody's going to come up with another pepper that clocks in at, like, you know, 3 million. But the thing is, I really think that once you pass a certain point, once you're much up over a million Scovilles, is it 1 million? Is it 1.3 million?
Doesn't matter.
Your face is melting, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, how many Scovilles is it? All of the Scovilles.
All of them, right. Now, in the video, we see you and Jenny, who also popped one of these in her mouth.
She had a little less. She had about a third of one, actually. I had a whole one. She had a third.
Oh, okay.
We had a video, yeah. That's why I'm kind of freaking out a little bit more than she is.
But both of you, after less than a minute, go running for milk, because anybody who knows anything about spicy food knows you don't go for water, you go for milk. So you had some cold milk standing by, but even that wasn't enough.
No, what we actually, we every little bit of lore that anyone in the room had heard would help, we were going for. So oil, olive oil, and sugar was supposed to work. So we're just throwing sugar and olive oil, we're just throwing it into the milk and mixing it up and drink. And actually, the oil helped. The olive oil, I think, actually was kind of helpful. But all this stuff is temperate. It helps for like a few seconds. So you just got to keep it in your mouth. But the real interesting part actually was after, and it's funny, Slate cut some things out of my piece. I don't know if they wanted to, they were worried that the kids would get the wrong message here or something, I don't know. But actually about an hour after I ate this thing, my face stopped being on fire, and it didn't hurt anymore, and I was high as a kite.
Huh.
I mean, this stuff was like a drug unto itself.
And well, that might be just your endorphins going crazy. I mean,
I'm sure it was. It was an incredible endorphin rush. But for that floating stage afterwards, it was almost worth it for that.
Now,
almost
an hour of pain, almost. Yeah, I see in your blog that there are other people who do this online and videotape themselves doing it, and that means there's a community online of people who do this, and I wonder what kind of criticism you've gotten for them for going for the milk so quickly.
You know, I don't know. They haven't, you know, they haven't had a unified vote to condemn me or anything.
Well, I didn't mean that, but you're getting individuals.
But yeah, so I have been informed by a few people that said, well, you know, you're really supposed to wait a full 5 minutes after you put a super hot pepper in your mouth before you reach for the milk, and which is cool that they've turned it into sort of a sport. I didn't know anything about any of this. I did not wake up that morning and decide I'm going to eat the world's hottest pepper today. I didn't know there was this online community. I hadn't even intended to film it. It was just my camera, just my regular camera for still photography was on the counter, and my girlfriend picked it up and started filming while we were doing this. So I had no idea I was entering into this community of insane people with their own, you know, norms and rules. So I apologize for breaking the rules.
You know, Jack, you mentioned a minute ago that an hour later you had this incredible rush. I'm curious about the effect it has once it gets past the taste buds. Is there a burning sensation in the esophagus, in the stomach, in other parts of the body?
I see where this question's going. everything else was fine, actually. I guess there was a little bit of heat in the esophagus, a little bit. It was basically focused on my mouth. And by the way, the next day I was totally fine, had no problems. There was no trouble on the way out. But it was really was just focused on the mouth. My stomach was actually fine. It probably helped that I had eaten plenty, so I had a good base of food underneath the pepper, and I was putting food and oil and milk on top of it. Maybe that has something to do with it. But it was all focused on my mouth.
Considering the effect it had on you, and even at a third of that strength on Jenny. Is someone somewhere weaponizing this stuff to use?
Not the scorpion pepper exactly. However, the previous record holder for world's hottest pepper, according to Guinness anyway, is the ghost pepper. It's one of the previous ones. And the ghost pepper, it's not as hot as this. And that has been weaponized by the government of India, actually. I mean, the ghost pepper is an Indian variety that they're very proud of. And they've weaponized it, using it basically in sort of super, you know, pepper spray. I don't know who they plan on using it against. I mean, it will be intended as a non-lethal weapon, but something you could use like the, you know, self-defense pepper spray, but just on steroids.
But that means that somebody somewhere is trying to make something that will go to like 5 million Scovilles. I mean, there must be people out there who are purposely crossbreeding these things, doing their own little genetic pepper experiments to make them hotter.
Yep, it never ends. And of course, you could go kind of like get right to the point by taking a bunch of this stuff into a lab and extracting the capsaicin, which is the chemical that makes it hot. And it's possible to extract 100% pure capsaicin, and I guess that would be all of the Scovilles. But as far as growing it in a pepper and producing that in a plant, yeah, that's being done. I mean, right now, I guarantee you there are plenty of people out there who are trying to breed something new and have something that's going to come in at a few higher Scovilles. And the day may come in our lifetimes when there's something that hits 5 million. But again, I don't think you're going to be able to taste the difference between 3 million and 5 million. That's all about bragging rights and being able to put something in a bottle of hot sauce and say it's the world's hottest.
Now, wait a second. You just used the word taste. Is there any taste to this, or is
it
just
actually,
you pop it in your mouth
there
and
actually
burn?
Is. Yeah, because note, you know, in that video, note that it takes about 30 seconds to a minute before it really hits, and which is interesting because most things that are really hot just kind of wallop you right away, and this stuff takes a little time to creep up on you and gets worse and worse and worse. But before it really hits you, there's an interesting sort of floral taste. It does have an actual taste. In a sense that is distinctive and does have, I think, culinary merit that, of course, is lost in the fact that, you know, your face is on fire.
Yeah.
But if you could just have, if you could capture that first 30 seconds and then a little bit of the initial burn and kind of cut out what was after it, that would be really cool.
Oh, that's true with so many things in life,
isn't
Jack.
Isn't it? That's right.
If you want to see the video...
Life has thorns and seeds and bones, and we have to deal with them, don't we?
If you want to see the video, go to Slate.com and search for Jackson Landers, the pepper eater. I appreciate your time today, Jack. Thanks for joining me.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for having me.
Paul Harris. America Weekend.